one of the key things you could do is go back in time to when you were an adolescent, or maybe a middle schooler, or maybe even in high school, and think about what were those things that you were so passionate about back then, and use that as a starting point to help you figure out where you want to go in the future, and what maybe your strengths and those things that you enjoy doing that you're going to want to wake up every day and do. It could be carpentry. It could be writing like I found a passion for. It could be doing podcasts like the one I'm doing. There's so many things that are out there. You just have to figure out what you enjoy doing. Welcome to the Passion Struck Podcast. My name is John Miles, a former combat veteran and multi-industry CEO turned entrepreneur and human performance expert. Each week, we showcase an inspirational person or message that helps you unlock your hidden potential and unleash your creativity and leadership abilities. Thank you for joining us today on the show, and let's get igniting. Welcome to this episode of Momentum Friday, and I want to start out today by thanking my audience. The future leaders, growth seekers, entrepreneurs, visionaries, and creators of all types for tuning in every single week to the Passion Struck Podcast. Through your efforts, we are well on our way for our goal of making passion go viral to millions worldwide. In fact, we just put out a press release this week because we are one of the fastest growing podcasts in the world. We're already in the top 2.5% globally, and in just the first 6 to 7 weeks between YouTube and our podcast channels, we're now well over 30,000 downloads. Thank you, all of you who listen or watch, for making that a reality. I can't thank you enough. And today is a special episode. It's one that I've had to re-record multiple times because I want to make sure I get this one right. Because this is one of the most foundational episodes that you're going to hear to date, because it starts at the beginning of your journey. And that is that hard to discover issue of actually finding what your passion or purpose is in life. And so I thought it only made sense to start with a quote from Simon Sinek himself. This is one of my favorite ones from him, and I'm sure it's going to resonate with you. He says, "What good is it having a belly if there's no fire in it? Wake up, drink your passion, light a match, and get to work." And that's what I hope I get to do today. Ignite that journey inside of you all today to go out, and if you haven't found it already, give you the tools that can help you, as it helped me, find your purpose or passion in life. And you may be saying, who is John Miles to be telling me how to find passion in life? Well, I can tell you, secrets I'm going to tell you today not only have worked for me, but in studying literally hundreds of leaders and billionaires, they are the same things that they have used time and time again to find passion and purpose in their own life. And I hope I give to you today advice through my message that will help you unlock yours as well. Now let's get on with the show. I am here today to talk to you about finding your passion, regardless of where you are in life, whether you're a 17 or 18 year old just getting out of high school and starting your journey, whether you're a millennial in the middle of your journey, or someone who's a baby boomer who may have already lived out their work career and is now looking for a new passion to do post that career or into retirement. And I have thought about how to approach this episode because there's so many different ways you could take finding it. But I thought maybe the best way to explain it was by going through the steps that I actually took in finding mine. So I'm going to outline for you my 6 secrets for finding your purpose. I'm going to tell you that they worked because they worked for me. However, we're all different. The most important thing is to take ideas in and try them out. Maybe my ideas will work with you, or maybe they won't. I know they worked for me, and I know I learned these by looking at hundreds of others who have also found their passion. Now, the first of these secrets that worked for me was actually going back and thinking about those things that excited me, that I've dreamed about when I was a kid. And you may be thinking, that is such a weird place to start. But think about it. When you're young in your life and you have none of this pressure around you, you had these huge dreams and aspirations. Maybe you wanted to be a professional athlete. Maybe you wanted to be a rock star. You know, for me, as I started looking at my life when I was a kid, I realized I really liked to do creative and artistic things. I like to put together Erector sets. I like to, you know, delve into music. I like to, at that time, write and do things like that. So by looking at those passions, it taught me that I really wanted to do something with my life where I could create, where I could really use that part of my brain and be a visionary and also maximize my abilities to help others, which was another big thing that was a part of my life when I was a child. So I would tell you, one of the key things you could do is go back in time to when you were an adolescent or maybe a middle schooler or maybe even in high school and think about what were those things that you were so passionate about back then and use that as a starting point to help you figure out where you want to go in the future and what maybe your strengths and those things that you enjoy doing that you're going to want to wake up every day and do. It could be carpentry. It could be writing like I found a passion for. It could be doing podcasts like the one I'm doing. There's so many things that are out there. You just have to figure out what you enjoy doing. The second thing I found was the need to become a constant learner. And I can't stress this enough. You know, it's one thing to potentially think about what you want to do as a kid, but it's another thing to figure out, you know, regardless of where you are in your career, how do you learn to reinvent yourself? And that's exactly what I had to do. You don't just walk in one day and decide, I'm going to start a new company and start a podcast and start a YouTube channel. And I can tell you there was a ton of stuff I didn't know, but I started to invest myself in classes. I took things around how to become a better entrepreneur, how to do better visioning, how to do, you know, better capture of my priorities. I looked at different ways that I had to start a podcast. And so I researched everything that you can think of, from where do I host this to how do I produce it to listening to thousands of podcasts so I could understand what others were doing. And the same thing with the YouTube channel, studying, learning, talking to other people. We all have so much available to us, especially in the world that we live in, where information is on our fingertips. And one of the most important things that you can do is to become a constant learner. And I have found that that key allows you to take any dream you want to do and make it become a reality. Because if you research, you will find either through a video, a podcast, or through a connection, someone who can give you the help that you need to launch your dream. Did you know that Forbes magazine recently cited that 70% of individuals who do personal development, masterminds, and one-on-one coaching benefited from better work performance, increased communication skills, and overall better relationships? And we at PassionStruck are obsessed with self-development, coaching, and mentorship. That is why we've created a free resource to help you unlock your hidden potential. Because people doing great things in business and life are just like you, only they've had a coach along the way. And we've got that covered too. Let us show you the systems and frameworks that we teach growth-minded individuals to help them step into their sharp edges, execute on their passion journeys, and get predictable results time and time again. Go to passionstruck.com/coaching right now and let's get igniting. The third thing that I have found that really helps you find your purpose is to surround yourself with the right influences and people who are going to promote that positivity in your life instead of negativity and doomsdayers. And for me, this was one I really had to work on, because in some ways it means letting go of certain people and influences out of your life, because they're taking you farther away from your purpose instead of closer to it. And you really need to analyze. And I talk about this in my podcast called The Mosquito Principle. You need to look for those mosquitoes that I identify, the bloodsucker, pain in the ass, the invisible suffocator. And they could be activities, they could be people, they could be intentions, they could be influences, but you need to make sure that you've got ones that are building you up and inspiring you positively to go where you want to go instead of the constant negativity that we hear so much today and those activities and influences that take us down the opposite path to finding our purpose. Fourth secret that I have is to start building up your values and getting rid of some of those beliefs that are holding you back. This is a big one. Focus on values instead of beliefs. We have so many beliefs that we collect over time. And over my 25-year career, I had so many beliefs I was putting in that briefcase that were keeping me away from really doing the hard work that I needed to start inspecting myself and looking at those beliefs, those stuck points, those obstacles that I was creating in my head, because they were coming from that bucket I just talked about, those influences, those people were putting thoughts in my head, beliefs in my head. Society does it to us all the time. You really want to look at those values and pick ones that you can stick with. You know, for me, a core value is to always do the right thing. I did a podcast on this because by doing the right thing, I believe it will make you into a more passionate person who will follow your dreams and stay committed to them. Another value may be authenticity, being authentic to yourself and those around you. Another core value could be vulnerability and learning how to be better vulnerable to those around you, whether it's your loved ones or those you work with. Another core value could be becoming more empathetic. Whatever they are, pick core values that will propel you closer to your dreams, closer to finding your passion, and stop relying on these beliefs that are limiting your potential in the future. The fifth secret is to explore your interests. And what I mean by this is you have to go out there and start experimenting with different things. You know, I started out by looking at, you know, what were those things that made me happy, excited when I was a kid, but then I had to put some of these things into action. So for me, exploring my interests meant, you know, picking up drumming again and figuring out, you know, going through the motions of that interest. Was that something that I was really passionate about? Another big one for me was learning how to write in a creative way, learning how to storytell. An easy way that you can think about this is let's just think about that you want to pick up a new interest around an activity that you could do for exercise. An easy way to think about it is take 2 weekends out of the month and do a different activity on each one of them. You know, one time you could be kayaking, another time you could be playing paddleball, another time you could be playing volleyball. But by doing those activities, you're going to learn, what do I like about them? What don't I like about them? And eventually fall in love with an activity that you're going to want to continue pursuing. It's the same thing with finding your purpose. I'd encourage you to go out and pick different things on a bi-monthly basis to start out with, where you can explore doing things that pique your interest, but you don't know if they're going to lead to passion or not. And then lastly, and probably most importantly, my sixth secret to finding your purpose is to start serving others instead of serving yourself. I can't tell you how many entrepreneurs and leaders I have seen who were failing in their life, in their careers, because they were focused so much on showmanship and their own personal ego, and they weren't focused on how that they could apply themselves to help others. And I can tell you, as you start helping others, different things are going to start coming out of this that people are going to be attracted to you about. And through helping others, whether it's, you know, volunteering, donating your time, getting on a board for some type of nonprofit, volunteering for your church, volunteering to be a coach, I guarantee you by doing that, you are going to learn a ton about yourself. And it will help you really understand what you're truly passionate about, what's important to you, and the things that you can put to the side. But I'll tell you, none of these six secrets are going to work unless you start doing the work to focus on really being inside yourself and figuring yourself out and talking to yourself. And it's amazing today how few people are truly having conversations with themselves. And the majority that are telling themselves negative thoughts. They're giving themselves beliefs instead of values that are holding them back from pursuing their dreams. And it's that ability to have a conversation with yourself, be mindful with yourself, and start telling yourself that you can live the life that you want, live that thing that you aspire to be, live that vision that you're picturing in your mind that will help you unlock your passion. So in summary, my six secrets that help me find my passion and I think will help you is to 1, go back to the time when you were a kid and think about those dreams, aspirations that you had, and what was it about them that made you so excited about pursuing them? And then the second thing is, once you've done that, start becoming a constant learner about how you might be able to apply those skills in the world, solving a problem that needs to be solved. And then third, surround yourself with the right people and the right influences to help you continue to take action and stay on that path once you've made that choice of finding your purpose. Fourth, build a focus on values over beliefs. Fifth, explore your interests. Do activities bi-monthly where you get to experiment with things that you may enjoy, that may bring you creativity, may bring the visionary out of you, may bring those attributes that you want to build out by discovering what you like and what you don't like. And then finally, and most importantly, serve others versus serving yourself. I hope today that I'm able to impact someone with this episode. And if any of you are struggling with finding your purpose or where to go once you do find it, we're here to help you at Passionstruck. It's one of the main reasons I founded this company. We want to be the catalyst that helps everyone out there who may be bored, broken, beaten, battered. I call them the underdogs of the world. People who are stuck where they are, they're in their comfort zone, they have apathy, their ego is getting in their way. And we can be that catalyst that helps you either find that idea or, if you found it, take action upon it. And all you got to do is reach out and we will help you. I appreciate so much the support that all of you are giving and the fact that you're here today listening or watching to this show. And I hope I had an impact on you with this episode. If you're still here, I am so excited that you made it through that whole episode, and I hope you were able to take something from it. I was truly giving that episode from the heart because those steps worked for me, and I hope they will work for you. And if you're not a regular listener, the purpose of our show is to make passion go viral. And over the past 20 episodes, I've been laying out example after example of how you can learn to become passion struck in your own life. I started out this whole podcast by going over what I think are the three contagions that are affecting humanity today. I then went into, how do you confront your own brutal reality? What you need to do to audit those things that are keeping you back from your life, in the episode called The Mosquito Principle. I went into then my relationship with Matthew McConaughey and the importance that he taught me about showing up and why showing up is so important to your passion struck journey. I then discussed the concept of being a visionary arsonist and how so many of us arson our own dreams and life and aspirations. I then went into the reason that you should have a mentor and what I found were what I call the four C's to picking the best mentor in your life. And then in the next episode, I did a whole segment on the importance of doing the right thing. And I gave a personal example of mine where I had to do the right thing when faced with enormous pressure and challenges. And in the last episode, I covered power of choice and why it is so important that we make choices that take us closer to our goals and not farther away. I have some great interviews coming up that you're not gonna wanna miss. One is with Chris Cassidy, Naval Academy classmate of mine, who went on to become a highly decorated Navy SEAL and then pivoted into becoming an astronaut, where he has done one shuttle launch and now two long stints on the International Space Station, and along the way became the chief astronaut. And I also have Dave Snowden coming up, who is an international futurist and knowledge expert. He has such profound input to talk to you about many things, including the research he is doing on the origins of COVID. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And if you truly love this episode, you would do us a huge honor if you could just share it with some of your growth-minded friends, or if you could just post a segment that you really liked on social media, that would help too. And I'm always interested in getting input from you on topics that you would like me to discuss or potential guests you would like me to have on the show. You can always DM me on Instagram at Passionstruck Podcast. Thank you again for listening or watching. I sincerely thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. The purpose of our show is to make passion go viral. And we do that by sharing with you the knowledge and skills that you need to unlock your hidden potential. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the Passionstruck Podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts at. And if you absolutely love this episode, we'd appreciate a 5-star rating on iTunes and you sharing it with 3 of your most growth-minded friends so they can post it as well to their social accounts and help us grow our Passion Struck community. If you'd like to learn more about the show and our mission, you can go to passionstruck.com where you can sign up for our newsletter, look at our tools, and also download the show notes for today's episode. Additionally, you can listen to us every Tuesday and Friday for even more inspiring content. And remember, make a choice, work hard, and step into your sharp edges. Thank you again for joining us.